Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board of Adjustments.
What the date on that one is?
23.
On the Board of Adjustments, 5 year also?
Uh-huh. No. 21. No, that's Baker. I'm so sorry. Coy, that is 4 years. 4 years.
To the end of 22?
22.
22.
Move to appoint Corey Robuck to the Board of Adjustment from January 1, 2019 through January 31st, 2022.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We'll move past the Board of Equalization for now. Corrections to penalty and interest requests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
For the corrections, this would be for the record of December 10th, 2018. Penalties and interest waived on account 18735318.003 in the name of Steve Davis Properties. I believe I misspoken. The first number I said was 17 last time, so I'm correcting that to an 18.
Do you have that number again? 18.7.
18-7-35-3-1-8.003.
So the last one, I think in the minutes it said that Ms. Wyatt approved as presented. So in this one, I'm going to go ahead and just actually state that number, and that way we know that that's the...
And this was for 2017, penalties and interest.
Okay. So do we need a motion to not forgive, but to... What's the terminology?
I think we should make a motion to approve that.
To approve the penalties, the waiving of? Okay. Move to approve the waiving of penalties and interest for parcel 18-7-35-3-1-8.003 for 2017.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. The page that's actually folded? Let him see we're going to penalty.
All right, we're going to penalties and interest.
Okay, we have a request for penalties and interest to be waived for 2017 on a parcel owned by 1674 SCR LLC. Parcel number is 076.024000000006.000. And if you can see on page 2, we have a beneficiary deed between a Renee and a Shannon Newman. It is dated for 12/2016. The next page, we have a warranty deed between Shannon and 1674 SCR LLC dated August 2017. And then the final recorded document is dated November 2018. It is a death certificate. The death actually occurred January 7th of 17, but it was not recorded until just a few weeks ago, November 15th of 18. Okay, and then the next page shows the 2017 tax book. Mailed the tax bill to a Renee Newman at 1674 Sycamore Church Road. Comes into question that 1674 SCR LLC owned the property according to the warranty deed, August of 17, but the bill still went to Renee, and the reason the bill went to Renee is because the death certificate was not recorded, making it invalid for Shannon to be able to sell the property. Well, ma'am, she could sell the property, but there wasn't a recorded document showing that it was in Shannon's name to be able to do that, so therefore mapping did not change ownership from Renee to Shannon until the death certificate had been recorded. So therefore, the bill went to Renee. The address of 1674 Sycamore Church Road, where we mailed it, the page that I have earmarked for you, you can see this owner down there with that address showing that was one of his addresses. He's saying he did not receive the bill, but we mailed it where it needed to go at that time. So from what I've researched, I would say I do not recommend penalties and interest be waived according to RSMO 52240 because I don't believe an error on our part was made at that time.
When the assessor's office could not change the deed into, do you know if normally they would notify the owner that they could not change the deed? Do you know if that took place?
I do not know that it took place. I did see a note where they said it was sent in care of, and then it was returned mail. So I don't know if when they sent it in care of, that address wasn't good or it didn't recognize the person's name as being the deceased owner. But then they went ahead and gave us another address of 164 Preserve Drive, apartment B105, and we forward the bills on there, but that is actually the Shannon Newman's address. And I don't know if there is a relationship between these three parties, the Renee, the Shannon, and the business, because I do see that same address showing up more than one time as far as this, the physical address of the property. So I don't know who was living there or if anyone was living there when the bills were mailed out. I can't forward that.
I'm looking something up real quick. Mm-hmm.
I believe the person that has requested the penalties and interest be waived is C.L. Carr Sr. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's what I'm seeing there.
Mm-hmm. I tried last night to look up Secretary of State, but I couldn't get to the website last night.
Do you know the other corporations that that person owns where those bills are mailed?
That's what I'm looking up.
That's
what I'm looking up right now.
I thought it was Springfield.
But the deed that we have recorded showing the property going from Shannon to 1674 SCR used the grantee's mailing address of 1674 Sycamore Church Road, which is the physical of the property. So that's what the mapping department would have used for a mailing address unless this party called us and asked us to change the address for them.
I'm assuming everything else of that individuals or his different ones that I know of is all sent to Springfield. This one here, I don't know. I'm assuming you said that's the physical address of
the property. Yes, and that's on the second, the warranty deed that's dated 8-2 of 17 when it went between Shannon and this business.
I would say he never received the bill, otherwise it would have been paid. And I understand you're saying it's not, and I'm trying to, so it's not necessarily an error on your part. But it's not necessarily an error on his part either if the bill wasn't received by him.
Well, it is his responsibility to give us a correct address. on the deed.
But it doesn't look like he actually owned it until 2018?
Well, 8-2 of 17, a warranty deed is recorded between Shannon and him, with him being the grantee, with an address of the Sycamore Church Road on the deed.
I'm just reading 11-15 of 18 is when it was recorded and ownership was changed. We're seeing
that, yes, and that was when Shannon gave the address of using the 164 Preserve Drive. That is what Kathy said, that I think she dropped off this death certificate in person and said they used that address. But that was mailed in November of 18. And by then, the 17 bill was already a year late, so the penalties and interest had already accrued.
So how did he discover that this property he didn't have the bill?
I don't know. He came into our office and talked with one of the ladies, and he wanted to pay without penalties and interest, and he left a check for the 18s and the 17s without penalties and interest, but of course we couldn't post it until we...
How much is it? Is that he asked for anything that he owed in this name,
okay. And
it was brought up in. That's okay. What was brought to me. To look at anything that's owed in my name. And that's how he...
He gave his name and all of his businesses and found us.
And there's...
What's the amount come up to as far as the penalties and interest?
I believe it was over $900 and some dollars, perhaps.
$980.34. Where do you see that,
Sheila? I did print that bill for you.
Oh, you printed. Okay, you had. Okay.
$980.34.
Okay, thank you. I understand, and I understand what you're presenting.
No, it's not that we wouldn't want to waive it. I just thought
for
the statute that I didn't see a reason why we could.
I don't know. I'm going to ask Sheila on that. If there's any discernment allowed there. But
I want to ask, can you remember us waiving one when a tax bill went to a property manager of a person instead of, say, if I have a property manager and I came to you and it was mailed to that property manager instead of me, that have we not waived?
I think we did that about a year ago, but there was more to that situation because he paid his taxes and the check was short, I believe, so we had to mail it back, and we mailed it back to the property manager, and instead of them adding money and paying the taxes, they paid payroll with it instead. So he comes back from overseas, realized the mistake, and so we waived the penalties and interest because he had tried to make his tax payments when it was due. I'm thinking the same one you're thinking of. There was others.
I don't remember the details on that, but I know that it...
There was other situations. He had presented it in December, and it was returned to him. But it was returned to the address on file, which was a property management, and they did not turn around to pay the taxes with that money.
He paid the taxes, and it was sent back because they were... Not, it's not the correct amount. The other was delinquent. And I just want to be across the board.
Well,
there.
I just can't see a reason that I can waive penalties and interest based on what I have in front of me.
Did the taxpayer pay all of his other taxes that he owed, to your knowledge?
I don't have that information in front of me. I did not research that, just this parcel.
Uh, I'm reading 52 to 240.